Hello, folks. I'm John Myrie, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we have tips and reports for you from Jarrett McCarthy down at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And then we talk fall fishing with fishing guide Kyle Sorensen and also with fishing guide Tony Roach. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
Find your perfect Can-Am ATV or side-by-side at Hayward Power Sports. The all-new 2023 Can-Am Outlander ATVs were redesigned with the rider in mind for unmatched fun and value. Hit the woods or trails with models starting at $5,999. Plus, for a limited time, take advantage of a $500 rebate or 2.99% financing on select models. Looking for a side-by-side? The Can-Am Defender is the perfect utility side-by-side that's extra tough on the worksite, the ranch, or wherever you need to get the job done. Feel the adrenaline surge in the high-performance Can-Am Maverick, or get the best of work and play with the ultimate crossover, the Can-Am Commander. Claim the side-by-sides that fit your needs today and enjoy financing as low as 1.99% for 36 months on select models. Make every hunt a success, every trail ride an excitement-filled adventure, and make light work of your heavy-duty jobs, all with a brand-new Can-Am off-road vehicle from Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Offer subject to credit approval. See dealer for details.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in Northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop by for their great lunch menu. And while you're there, Lynn's also has a great selection of custom-cut meats and sausages, as well as many varieties of snack sticks, jerky, fresh cheese curds, and much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30 and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward.
Big fish stories come to life at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. The world's largest shrine to freshwater anglers boasts a 4.5-story tall walk-through muskie that's a half a city block long. It's like taking a peek into Granddad's old tackle box with thousands of mounted fish, antique outboard motors, and historical sport fishing artifacts. Stop in and take a chance on our 50-50 cash raffle. You could walk away with a pile of cash. See the big ones that didn't get away at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, Highway 27 and B in Hayward. Open daily,
including Sundays, through October 31st at 9:30 a.m.
We're recording this week's show down at Hayward Bait and Bottle. I got Jarrett McCarthy in here. And Jarrett, you know, it seems like, don't seem like as many people out on the water, but the town is busy and the stores are busy.
Yeah, town's busy, store's busy. We've had some kind of wonky weather lately, which, you know, a little bit of rain, we needed it, but keeping a few anglers off the water. But yeah, you know, for as many anglers as we're not seeing on the water right now, there's still some pretty good fishing out there.
Yeah, good reports. I mean, I've been out several times over the last week. We're getting some panfish, getting a few walleyes, and getting some muskies.
Yep, absolutely. A little bit of everything. You know, and this being this time of year where, you know, fishing get a little tough, you know, it's encouraging to see that many fish and that many fishermen come back with good reports.
A lot of guys want to still fish for walleyes. What are you hearing reports as far as how deep and what are they getting them on?
So right now, most of the guys that are targeting walleyes right now, they're running crawler harnesses and they're running some deeper diving crankbaits. Most guys are fishing anywhere from, you know, 15 to 30 feet of water in some cases, a lot deeper depending on if those fish are suspended out in the main lake basin. But you know, it's a slower bite this time of year, and you really got to work to find your fish and, you know, work to catch them with as much food as there is out there.
Trolling, basically, and you're covering lots of water. That's why you seem to be able to find the fish, because they're kind of scattered around.
Yep, absolutely. Yep, they're scattered, and as much water as you can cover, the better.
You know, and I know if down here at shop, you guys got anything they need if they're new to trolling, for whether it's dragon crawler harnesses or pulling crankbaits.
Yep, whether it be the tackle or the knowledge that you need to start trolling, we've got it here for you. Absolutely.
How about panfish? What are you hearing on panfish? I've been seeing a lot of stuff deeper.
Yep, so that's what we've been seeing too. A lot of fish that are sitting on deeper weeds, deeper weed lines, deeper structure like cribs and, you know, wood piles and what have you that are submerged down there. But panfishing's been really good. Crappies and gills, you know. If you can find them and you can pull them away from cover, you know, people are having good days out there.
As far as bait, mostly still plastic stuff, or are you hearing some good, some live bait stuff?
There's always a live bait bite that's out there right now, but, you know, your plastics, especially for your bigger fish, those are going to be the ticket.
I know sometimes I'm getting reports the walleyes are starting to switch over to minnows a little bit.
Yeah, we could see that, you know, now that we are out of leech season, and as the water starts to cool off a little bit, those minnows will come into play a little bit more.
And it'll be kind of for every fish out there, because there's lots of minnows out there for them to eat from fish fry on. There's just plenty of food out there.
Yeah, yep. You know, as we get later into the season and those, you know, the fry of all the lakes, the natural fry, start to get a little bit bigger, those crappie minnows and those fatheads will start to match the hatch a lot better than they did, you know, early to late summer when all those fry were just, you know, little dinky things. But, yeah, that minnow bite is coming.
How about pike? Have you heard anything there? Pike and muskie?
Just a little bit on pike and some on muskies, you know. You know, those littler pike, they're still all over the place. You can catch pike up in 3 or 4 feet of water. You know, those littler ones, the ones that you're looking to eat. As far as those, the big dogs, they're out deep roaming on those deep drop-offs, deep weeds. You know, kind of those same areas where you'd be finding a lot of your panfish right now. That's what they're out there eating. Muskies, you know, looking at weed flats, looking at weed edges and what have you. A lot of guys are out there, they're throwing littler bucktails or doing some topwaters, doing some glide baits. But from what we've been seeing, there's been a lot of people that have been having some really good luck with muskies lately.
You know, and I think we're going to start seeing, the water's cooling now a little bit, and we're going to start seeing some movements towards shallow water. We always do. The last 2 weeks of August, usually the first week of September, we see the water cool. We see a lot of the predator fish, whether it's the bass, whether it's the muskies, the walleyes, even the big northerns, move up shallow water.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just a couple of weeks ago, we had, you know, shallow water temps into the, you know, the low 80s, you know, between 80 and 83, and now I think we've dropped to 75.
72,
73. Yeah, yeah. So even more so, you know, with the rain that we've got coming in. But, you know, as those temperatures become a lot more friendly to those bigger fish, they will start to move up a little bit more, and definitely a lot more water to cover up shallow then.
How about bass fishing? I know there's a lot of people bass fishing in the summertime, largemouth and smallmouth, and we're actually coming to the time of the year where I see some really, really, really good smallmouth fishing for the big fish, but it's always deeper.
Yep, always deeper. A lot of guys that are fishing smallies right now, they are running Ned rigs, they're running drop shot baits, they're out in deeper water, out on rocks, out on deeper structure, what have you right now. Depends on the lake you're fishing, but smallie fishing's been really good up here.
You know, and we're getting close to that time where we're going to have hunting seasons, too. I mean, as we're sitting here today, we're talking the doe tags are on sale. That won't last long up here for the public land, but you guys got to start preparing. Are you starting seeing more people in the archery department and picking up stuff?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we've got guys that are bringing in crossbows looking for a tune-up, guys that are coming in just looking at getting some arrows cut and getting some last-minute fine-tuning done so that when the day finally comes calling, they're out into the woods. So, you know, if you're looking to have anything done, crossbow, archery, or if you're looking to get yourself a new rig, whether it be archery or a firearm this year, you know, come on in, see John or myself, and we'll get you ready for the season.
You know, I think the deer hunting is going to be good this year. Seems to be plenty of deer out there. I'm seeing a lot of deer this year, and I'm also seeing a lot of turkeys out there. I mean, the guys want to get a turkey, go with fall turkey permits. I think that's over the counter, isn't it?
Yep, it is. You know, oh my goodness, you know, just on my way to and from work, you know, I'm up in the Drummond area, but I have seen more turkeys this year than I think I ever have up here. There's so many turkeys up here. So, yeah, hopefully that gets a lot of people excited.
As far as other stuff and gear in the shop here, you guys are geared up for the fall muskie season and the fall fishing, just about everything, late summer and fall.
Absolutely. We still got, you know, muskie baits coming in left and right. You know, we've got the tournament coming up early October. So if you haven't registered for that, make sure you get in here and do that. You know, as far as muskie suckers go this year, it looks like it might be another month or so that we're waiting to see those bigger fish come in. But yeah, we are geared up and we're ready for you.
Well, Jared, I want to thank you for coming in here.
Thanks for having me again, John.
Well, folks, you know, we need to take a break right now and hear from some of the fine sponsors that make this show possible every week. When we come back, we'll be talking to Hayward Area Fishing Guide Kyle Sorensen. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one stop for the Hayward area's largest selection of rods, reels, lures, fishing electronics, boating supplies, and much more. Whether you fish for bass, walleyes, panfish, or muskies, at Hayward Bait and Bottle you'll find everything you'll need for a successful season. Check out their huge selection of muskie baits, and again this year, they've expanded their selection of soft plastic bass and walleye baits. In the bottle shop, you'll find a full selection of beer and liquor. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one stop sport and bottle shop.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Get the deal of a lifetime on a new Lund from Hayward Power Sports. Truth is, our 2023s arrived late and we missed out on early season sales. So we have a huge inventory of them, but desperately need to make room for the 2024s. It's the perfect storm for incredible deals. From the entry-level Lund Adventure to the awesome Lund Impact XS and everything in between. They're all rigged with Mercury outboards and offered at blowout prices. Get your new Lund at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And this part of the show is brought to you by the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. For more information on lodging and vacationing here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out their website at haywardlakes.com. Well, folks, you know, one of the fishing guides I like to get on the show from time to time is Hayward Area Fishing Guide Kyle Sorensen. I had a chance to talk to Kyle the other night on the phone with some great tips and information. Kyle, it's been a while since I've had you on the show. Good to have you on here again.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back, John. I've been busy fishing just like you have been.
I know you've been fishing lots of places.
Yep, I've been lucky to travel all over and catch a few fish in Canada and Minnesota and having a lot of fun.
Well, you know, it's been a different year this year, started out different, but we're now getting into the late summer, basically. We're going to be looking at, by the summer's around the end of August, we start looking at the transition happening out there, and I think water will start to cool a little bit, normally, anyhow, and we see some major movements of fish, don't we?
Yeah, we do, and this is my favorite time of year. As it starts to get that first cool down, it's a great time of year to fish shallower. You know, a lot of our fish up until now have been out deeper, and, you know, whether you're talking about walleyes, smallmouth, or muskies, but when you get that first cold front and you get to fish a little shallower, fish pull in and get muskies on top water, it's a heck of a good time.
Actually, I think it's a forage-related thing, too. Is that, am I correct there? Because, you know what, that I always used to see where when I get on a night bite pattern in late August, early September, I'd see a lot of, you know, bait fish piling up against the side of the break, and then they'd start going up shallow.
Yeah, absolutely. And it seems like a lot of our fish, as far as predator fish, are keying in on young perch, young bluegills. And when they pull into the weeds, so do the, you know, the muskies and walleyes and everything else.
What should a guy be looking for as far as the indicator of that?
Well, anytime you get up in the morning and there's a little bit of steam coming off the lakes, you know, the lakes are starting to cool down a little bit. That's what I start looking for. And a little bit of a water temp drop, or you can just see it on your electronics as you're cruising around. I make a pretty good habit of, before I even start fishing, I cruise around and just see where I'm marking bait on side imaging. I use mostly Hummingbird. I know you do too, but just seeing fish on electronics and seeing where they are, if they're close to the weeds or whatever.
Yeah, and they'll actually, I mentioned it a little bit ago here, they'll actually, sometimes I'll start seeing them piling up against the break in big schools, and then they'll move up shallow, it seems like.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it seems like they go from being out suspended or maybe on those deeper mid-lake structures to, like you said, piling up against the steep shoreline break or what's left of the weeds.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is at that time I used to do years ago was that what got me into night fishing, basically, for them, was that I'd start seeing a lot of fish. I'd get out there in the evening, and they was having a lot of follows. We couldn't get them to commit, you know, no matter what. And, you know, Al Linder actually told me, I was talking to him when I was over to Camp Fish over there. I says, what would you do? And then he just said two words to me. He said, fish nights. And I came back and we started killing the big fish, going after dark. And after dark's not for everybody. It's a whole different thing out there. But that can happen too. If you're not seeing fish, especially if you got real long period of stable weather coming into it, you know, those fish can be up shallow after dark and be more active, I think.
Yeah, and it's a great thing to mention, too. Night fishing is so effective, and there's a few things that I do specifically to adapt my boat to night fishing. Some people might find interesting as far as rigging up lights, having a good headlamp, having your boat clean, so that, you know, when you do hook a fish, you're not stepping on musky baits or breaking rods, but just being prepared is so much more important when you're fishing at night and you can't see that well.
Right. And don't try to fish, you know, 10,000 spots. Just pick yourself out, you know, two or three good spots that you know you're seeing fish on, and basically camp on those spots or just kind of move around a little bit, but don't try to fish the whole lake.
Right. Yeah, that's a great game plan. Locate them when you can see well, drop some waypoints, and go back on them at that prime, you know, evening, dark, or right after dark time period.
Well, and back to the shallow thing, you know, that sometimes in some lakes you tend to get a better bite shallow during the daytime. Not every lake is a night lake, it seems like, but when you get those fish move up shallow, what, you know, you mentioned topwater baits, but any other type of baits you throw at them up in that shallow water?
Well, when we're speaking muskies, I love throwing bucktails after dark or topwater, something loud. But if you're talking walleyes, I really like throwing crankbaits, just something even like a Rapala Husky Jerk. I usually go away from the more erratic stuff and just something with a little bit of noise. I'll even fish like a rip and wrap, you know, a vibrating bait.
Well, you know, and a good point that you made there is that it's not just the muskies that move up shallow, because when the food moves up, all the predator fishes seem to move up there.
Absolutely. And they can really be some great feeding windows, and you catch all kinds of stuff in the evenings and into the night in this late summer time period.
The only thing I've seen where it really messes up the night fishing is when you start getting unstable weather. I mean, it was so predictable back in the 80s and 90s for me back there that if I could tell you what kind of action we're going to have for what size fish at night, believe it or not. I mean, when you had a storm front, a day coming through and mixed up weather, it seemed like if you got a fish after dark, it was going to be, you know, a smaller fish. It wasn't going to be a big one. But if you had those times of really long periods of really stable weather, it was almost a surefire thing. And I'm not talking fishing all night either. I'm talking within the first 2 hours, 2.5 hours after the sun goes down, basically.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think I'm on about the same line as you there. It's pretty rare that I'll fish till midnight. Usually it's about 10, 11 o'clock. And if we haven't got them good by then, you typically won't.
A lot of guys think it's topwater, but, you know, it's not all topwater. I've caught fish on topwater, but... And I know a couple of the guys I know, they've said they've done better on crankbaits, but personally, I've done better on bucktails after dark. So, you know, you don't need to throw topwater baits.
No, you're absolutely right. You know, bucktails throw out a lot of vibrations. They can hear them. They're moving in a straight direction, so it's easy for them to track it and actually hit it. You know, I definitely move away from the more erratic stuff at night, personally.
Yeah, and the strike is a little bit different, though, too, because, you know, you don't feel that bone-jarring hit a lot of times on a bucktail after dark.
Exactly. It's kind of one of those, is that weeds? Nope, it's shaking its head.
I've had some guys make some mistakes on that, you know, said it was it weeds? No, it was a fish, you know, and maybe wind up missing a fish. But it's a good time to be out there, and, you know, that coming up here, that'll be, and usually if the time frame is right, it'll be the last week or so of August and first week of September. It's a short-lived thing, though, as far as the fish being shallow.
Yeah, absolutely. It definitely around that first cold front, water temps drop a little bit and everything pulls up. But it sure can be great, John.
I know there have been some low water situations this year. Do you think that's going to make a difference on a lot of these lakes being down and stuff as far as the you know, what's going to be happening as far as that type of pattern?
You know, I don't think so. You know, there a lot of them are pretty low, but I think the fish are still going to do it. It's definitely changed my season a little bit. As you know, I really like to fish rivers and do a lot of stuff on rivers. And with the water being low, it's just tough to access them.
Yeah.
So definitely praying for rain there. But on the lakes, I feel that it's been really good. I think it's actually been probably my best year yet, and I'm not sure if that's because I'm learning more or it's just been a good year with a little bit less pressure. It seems like the pressure's let up a little bit on our area lakes anyhow.
It doesn't seem like we've got as many out there, you know. I know some of the guides haven't been working as much this year. I know I haven't been, it seems like, especially July and August, but you know, usually I do a lot of those family trips with people. But I think it's going to pick up toward fall here, and I think it's going to be good fishing. I know you've been in a lot of different places. We mentioned that earlier in our talk here. What do you see in fishing in other places been going?
Well, I've been doing a lot of fun stuff. Getting down to Lake Michigan a little bit, trolling salmon. That was a great bite last time I was there, and I know they're still getting them. Was fortunate enough to get up to Canada and do some walleye fishing. That was tremendous as well on Sturgeon Lake in Ontario. And then as well, Lake of the Woods for muskies has been great. I don't guide up there, but I do go there to get away and have some fun, and it can be tremendous.
Yeah, even guides got to get away once in a while, right?
Absolutely.
Which is something I haven't done for a few years. I need to be doing it. But, you know, the one thing you mentioned, the salmon fishing, and the fall fishing will be good, too. We'll see some changes going on in the big lake up here at Lake Superior, too, won't we?
Yep, Lake Superior is great right until ice up, and it typically, a lot of anglers are kind of giving up on it, you know, this time of year and into the fall, but all those trout and salmon are coming in shallow. A lot of them are making their migrations up the rivers. There's tremendous opportunities on the Brule River and a lot of the other Lake Superior tributaries for steelhead, salmon, all kinds of stuff in the fall. A lot of the lake run brown trout are actually starting to come up now in August, and it's going to kind of fade into the coho time, and steelhead will kind of come up towards the end, but a ton of opportunities there, John.
Be any good trolling, you know, you're talking rivers, but in streams, but how about the main part of the lake itself or the, you know, the bay, any good trolling up there as the fall comes in?
Absolutely. You know, any mouth of a river, there's going to be fish staging up, getting ready. Typically, a lot of these fish that are running up the rivers wait for rain, and when the river bumps up in flow, it triggers them to come up. So if we haven't had rain in a while, it'd be a great bet to go troll the mouths of these rivers, whether it's the Sioux or the Brule or frankly, any of them. There will be a lot of trout and salmon piled up in front of those.
You don't need a bunch of fancy, you know, trolling equipment like downriggers and stuff either. It's pretty simple trolling.
Absolutely not. Anything that you troll walleyes with would work. Typically, I'm using a 10-pound or 12-pound fluorocarbon leader. Stick baits work great. Spoons work great. You don't need a bunch of them. Just get enough to troll a few lines. And one big thing that I've noticed, especially trolling the big lake, is if you're not getting them one direction, turn around and get them the other direction, because they can be very finicky on which direction you're going. So don't always make a long pass going one direction and give up. It's good to circle back, especially if you're marking fish on your electronics. You know they're around. Try to change up your presentation a little bit, change up your speed, and just dial them in.
That's a great tip there, right there, because, you know, a lot of people just kind of get trolling in a straight line. Trolling's not just dragging something behind the boat. There's a lot more to trolling to get good at it.
Absolutely. There's all the small details matter. Don't overlook any little detail.
Well, Kyle, it's been some great information here talking to you. You want to give out some guide information? Somebody wants to get you out on the lake and hire you for a fishing guide?
Yeah, absolutely. I just got the new website up and running. That's SorensenOutdoors.com. Otherwise, people can get me on Facebook. I've got connections on Instagram. You can find me at Sorensen Outdoors on Instagram. Otherwise, give me a call at 715-558-8911.
Well, Kyle, I really appreciate you taking the time here with us.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me on, John.
Well, folks, you know, we need to take yet another break and hear from even more of the fine sponsors that make this show possible every week. When we come back, we'll be talking walleye fishing with fishing guide Tony Roach. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hey, folks, come on over to Hayward Ace Hardware and check out the area's largest selection of firearms, ammo, and accessories. We carry top brands like Browning and Sig Sauer, and we have a great selection of the newest and hard-to-find models. We've got a large selection of ammo with more coming in daily. If you need a scope, we carry great brands like Leupold, Hawk, and EOTech, and we'll even mount it and bore sight it for you, too. We even sell suppressors and silencers. And don't forget to check out our Guns of the Week. Huge discounts on a variety of pistols, rifles, and shotguns that change every week. So stop on in to Hayward Ace Hardware, your firearm superstore. Hayward Ace Hardware, Highway 63 North in Hayward, or give us a call at 715-634-8700. Hey folks, the Log Cabin Store in Northwoods Beach on Highway K between the Big Lakes has groceries, ice, beer, liquor, and pop, and now has all new tackle and bait supplies. All the current antiques and household items are now on sale and all must go to make room for the sports shop. That's at the Log Cabin Store in Northwoods Beach between the Big Lakes.
Hayward Animal Hospital is a full-service medical and surgical hospital featuring on-site laboratory, digital and dental x-ray, in-house pharmacy, and online store. Dr. Ostrander has 40 years of experience dealing with illnesses, injuries, surgery, and dentistry. Hayward Animal Hospital offers urgent care appointments and emergency surgery daily. Please call early in the day for these appointments. They open at 8 a.m. Hayward Animal Hospital is located 1 mile east of Hayward on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control. A day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com and then just click on Area Guides. Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And folks, you know, with the fall fast approaching on us now, on this week's show, we talk with pro angler and fishing guide from over northern Minnesota, Tony Roach, about fall walleye fishing.
Well, Tony, I know you guide over around Minnesota, and fall time, a lot of people start heading out for walleyes. Any good tips you can give people, no matter whether it's Minnesota or Wisconsin, walleyes or walleyes, any tips for them?
Well, a lot of times you got to remember in the fall, because we're having bigger temperature swings, that surface temperature is dropping much more rapidly, but also it heats up in the afternoon. So as a walleye angler, you got to be prepared for any type of scenario that's going to play out. You know, in the morning, you might start slow, jigging presentations with big minnows or even red tails or creek chubs. But by the afternoon, as the fish start rising in the water column, you got to be prepared to troll or trigger those fish with a faster mechanism. You know, a lot of times when you're rigging, all of a sudden your fish start to rise, you get less bites. That's where, you know, for me, a lot of my trolling scenarios in the fall play out. Like I like to run a lot of lead core line. So in the fall, you know, right away in the morning, we'll start just dragging jigs with shiners, or like I said, rigging with red tails. As soon as those fish start to rise 2-3 feet off bottom, that's when I'll start to switch to trolling techniques like lead core. It's extremely effective in the fall. But as long as you're prepared as an angler for multi different scenarios, fishing scenarios, you're going to put more fish in the boat.
And actually, you're just watching your depth finder tells you if those fish start coming up off the bottom?
Yeah, correct. And you know, if you're not familiar with a lot of trolling patterns and you know, say that water temperature is real cold, there's a lot of vertical jigging techniques you can use. You know, like the Northland Puppet Minnow, some of these jigging spoons, these live forage baits that are coming out right now. You actually vertical jig, you use your graph electronics just like you would in the winter, where you're staying straight vertical, and you're actually, what I do is I drop my presentation right below my transducer so I can watch that bait much like you do in the winter to trigger those fish.
It's not all going out to the deepest water you can find then, like some guys think.
No, you know, every body of water is different. There's certainly lakes where, you know, we're fishing in 80 feet of water in the fall. However, you know, I like to start shallow and then work my way deep. You know, you can eliminate a lot of water just by looking. I'll spend time, especially if I get out there, you know, mid-morning, I'll spend time working the shorelines, working that shoreline break. If I'm not finding fish either on my graph or by fishing, then I'll progressively move deeper.
Any particular one of your favorite baits or presentation in the fall?
You know, I like to fish big minnows, so anything to do with big minnows. I love pulling red tails. I love pulling creek chubs. You get a lot of action with those minnows. You know when you're going to get a bite. You can anticipate that bite because that minnow starts working super fast right before you get strike. The other thing I like doing is I like pitching jigs with big shiners into standing cabbage. I love pitching into fish. It's probably one of my favorite ways to fish in the fall.
Well, folks, you know, we're about out of time for this week's show. I'd like to remind everyone out there that if you miss a show, go to our website at wnoradio.com. And from there, you can link to our podcast site, and the show is also on Spotify and Google Podcasts every week. And also, if you're looking for information on vacationing and lodging here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau website at haywardlakes.com. Thanks for listening, folks. We're out of time, and we'll be back again next week with another interesting show for you.
Listen with me, I'm gonna take you there to our Wisconsin outdoors, our Wisconsin outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.